Just turn on the audio recording. For the purpose of the recording, it's the Father Heart TV webcast, Wednesday the 3rd of June 2015, and the topic is God is always good. So sorry about that spelling mistake on the first slide. Meant to say God is always good, not good is always good. You know, we often rattle it off very easily, don't we, that, you know, God is always good. And it's something we say very easily. And you know, if people need encouraging, we rattle it off and say, oh, you know, God is always good. And of course, that's true. He is always good. But when we're in the middle of situations, sometimes maybe the middle of crises, it's sometimes harder for us to really understand that and believe that and rest upon that as an eternal truth. And what I just simply want to do this evening is to ground that very, very familiar statement back into the scripture and just look at a number of verses that confirm to us that whatever we're going through, whatever we're struggling with, whatever challenges life is throwing at us, that God is always good. And we might struggle to see that. We might struggle to believe it. It might be something we're finding difficult to grasp hold of. But it is nonetheless true because it's part of who God is. And so I want to just ground that in scripture and just look at a few verses for us this evening, which really help us understand. And hopefully if there are situations that you're struggling with and or you've maybe lost sight of that sense of God being with you, hopefully that tonight, you know, my encouragement is that we can fall back onto the truth of God's word and the truth of who God is. And really, I just picked a few verses out that I really felt, you know, speak to me as I was just thinking about this. And they're all very, very familiar verses, I think. And just want to sort of reiterate them, because I think sometimes it's important for us to fall back onto the word of God, because that's the foundation of everything of our lives. You know, we can rely on what people say. We can rely on people's encouragement. But at the end of the day, what we have to build our lives on is on the truth that God gives us in his word. And most of us, if not all of us, will know this verse from Exodus chapter 33, verse 19, where Moses has said to God, he said, show me who you are. You know, show me reveal your character, reveal your nature to me. You know, teach me your ways. And God says in reply, he says, I will cause all of my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. You see, and here is Moses. He's saying to the Lord, he says, you know, I'm just about to go on this big journey. I'm just about to lead your people. You know, teach me your ways. You know, who's going to go with me? How am I going to know that you're with me? And God says to him, I will cause all of my goodness to pass in front of you. And the first thing I just want to say about this statement, this fact, this truth about God being God is always good, is that he always has been good. You know, it's not something he turns on or off depending on the situations or just depending on how we're behaving. You know, he is always good. And that's part of that's an eternal characteristic of who he is. And it simply comes out of his whole nature and personality being that of love. You know, he is the perfect expression of love, and love cannot do anything that is not good. And so God's goodness is just part of his eternal characteristic. It's part of who he is. that everything he does for us is based on his goodness. And, you know, it's just something that's, it's who he is, it's part of who he is, and it's always been there. Even before the beginning of time, you know, before the clock started ticking, in Genesis, you know, God was a good father. You know, he is eternally good. He always has been, and as we will see a little bit later, he always will be good. You know, and he, you know, the beauty of this that we can come back to is that he doesn't ration his goodness in any way. You know, he says to Moses, I will cause all of my goodness to pass in front of you. You know, he doesn't share a little bit out for you and a little bit out for me and a little bit out for the other person, but it's all of his goodness is showered upon each one of us. So the first thing I just briefly wanted to sort of underline for us this evening is that God, our Father, has always been good. And the second characteristic, if you like, of his goodness is that his goodness takes fear away. And this is Psalm 23, verse 6, but from the Passion Translation. Obviously, Psalm 23 is a very, very familiar psalm, and most of us will be very familiar with that. But I'm just using the Passion Translation here to bring a bit of freshness as we read something that's very familiar. You know, David writes, "Why should I fear for the future? For your goodness and unfailing love will always be my companions every day. Then afterwards, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence forever with you." Yeah, and the key thing I just want to draw out of that is, why should I fear the future? Because your goodness and unfailing love are always with me. You know, the thing about fear is it robs us of our life. It destroys our peace. You know, fear wears us down. It wears us out. And, you know, fear can be very, very debilitating, and it can just cause us to lose our perspective. And we focus on the fear rather than focusing on our Father. And the psalmist here gives us the encouragement that we don't need to focus on our fear, because God's goodness and his unfailing love are always stronger than any fear we will face. And his goodness and his unfailing love will always override any fear that faces us. And we can come to the, you know, I guess my encouragement for us this evening is we come to that place where we can rest in his goodness rather than allowing fear to take control of us, rather than fear dominating and controlling what's going on in our lives. We can rest and trust in the goodness of our Father simply because he is good and he is loving. And when we're in that place of just putting ourselves, if you like, in his arms, that gives us that security. And John writes in his first letter that perfect love casts out fear. And the more we live in an environment of love, the more we're planted in love and rooted and grounded in love, and that love becomes the motivating force of our life, then fear quite simply has to go. You know, I've said this before and I'll say it again, is that the opposite of love is fear. And the more we live in love, you know, fear has no place in our lives. And if we allow ourselves, if we just keep coming back to Father and asking him to fill us with his love and pour his love into our hearts, then, you know, that love, as it fills us up, and as we live from that place of love rather than fear, the fear will be driven away. And instead of fear being the motivating factor of our hearts, love will become the motivating thing. You know, God is constantly, always good, And his goodness, his unfailing love can be like our daily companion. So we walk through life trusting and depending in his goodness and his unfailing love, rather than letting the fear, which so often takes over, rather than letting that fear rule what's going on in our hearts. Fear is a very, very strong power. And sadly, so many of us succumb to fear. But if we can live from a place of being loved, then the fear is driven away and we can rely on our Father's goodness for us. His goodness teaches us the right way. It shows us the right path. You know, we have so many options and choices in our life. Sometimes we don't know which way to go, which decision to make, which option to choose. But, you know, God is a good Father and he wants to show us the right way. And this verse in Isaiah 48 says, "I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is best for you, who directs you in the way you should go. If only you had paid attention to my commands, your peace would have been like a river, your righteousness like the waves of the sea." And, you know, that's just such a comfort to us that God knows what is the best path for us to follow. He knows the way for us to walk, and he's always ready and willing to teach us the right way to go. In Jeremiah 6, it says, you know, stop at the crossroads and consider the ancient paths and walk in it. And it's like we're given this choice of, allowing God to be our tutor, you know, allowing him to father us into the right way. And he does it not because he wants to control our lives in any way, but he does it because he knows what is right and good and the best thing for us. And, you know, he can be our tutor. And so often we get our guidance from Facebook or our friends or the news or, you know, a whole load of other things that might be going on. And it's very easy to listen to all these other voices that are clamoring for our attention. And, you know, in a sense, sometimes they can be a bit like Job's counselors. You know, everybody has their opinion of what you should do. But at the end of the day, the best way, the right way, the good way, if you like, is for us to fall back onto what our Father is showing us and teaching us, and, you know, learning to walk in that way. You know, his goodness teaches us the best thing for us, and that leads us to a place of peace. Your peace would have been like a river, just a flowing stream of peace in our lives. So when we live in this place of allowing the Holy Spirit to be our teacher, to be our tutor, it brings us into this eternal flow of peace, which is just, you know, it's a peace that passes understanding. And, you know, my encouragement is if you've got a decision to make or you're not sure which way to go, then just fall back into the goodness of your Heavenly Father and trust that the path that he gives you, the way that he gives you, will be the best one, because he only has good things for you and he only wants to lead you in paths of righteousness. So if you've got those sort of decisions that you're facing or you need to make, then just look to him to be the source of direction for your life, because it's his goodness and his kindness that opens up these paths for us that show us the best way for us to go. So his goodness teaches us the right way. He has a good plan for each one of us. You know, Jeremiah, we know this verse very well. Jeremiah 29 verse 11 says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." See, his plans for each one of us are always good. You know, that's not to say that his plans always happen. you know, we live in a fallen world. We sometimes make the wrong choices or the wrong decisions. And sometimes we have to live with the consequences of our decision. But his plan for us is always good. You know, his plans for us are good plans. They're plans to lead us into a place of peace. They're not meant to harm us. They lead us into a good future. And, you know, whatever else is going on, whatever, you know, you might feel like that, you know, things are not happening and working out the right way. But, you know, his plan is always good. And when bad stuff is happening, that's not his plan. You know, when you're going through difficult situations or difficult circumstances and, you know, facing struggles in life, you know, those things are part of the fallen world in which we live. They're the consequences of sin at work in the earth, but they're not his perfect plan for you. And, you know, my encouragement is to come back to him and seek him for his plan. And, you know, that might mean changes. It might mean things have to give a little bit. But ask him to reveal his plans for you, because they always are good. And I know the reality of our lives is quite often we, you know, we're going through stuff that we'd rather not go through. And, you know, it kind of feels like everything sometimes is going wrong. You know, thing after thing is just not working out right. And, you know, that's a time for us to just take time out maybe and say, Father, will you show me what your plan is? And then, Father, will you show me what I need to do in order to walk in your plan? So he has a good plan for each one of us. And he always works things for our good. Romans 8:28 says, we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. And I think this is probably one of the verses that we often can struggle with a lot, because, you know, a lot of the time stuff doesn't work. Stuff doesn't look as if it's working out for the good. And, you know, things are going wrong and, you know, we're walking through difficult situations, whether it's financial or health wise or with our jobs or something. And or maybe people in our families are going through difficult situations. And it's a struggle for us to see how everything is being worked out for good. And, you know, I think we have to recognize that in life there is stuff that happens that isn't good. But God can always take those situations and turn them round and work good into them. You know, he can always bring good out of adversity. And whilst we may be struggling with things, and this verse sometimes can seem so distant and almost like unreal, because it's just not what we're seeing in our everyday lives, you know, can we come back to that place of dependence and reliance on our Heavenly Father and say, Father, I don't like what's happening at the moment. I'm not enjoying what's happening at the moment. But Father, will you turn this difficult situation somehow, in some way and in some time, into being good for me? Because sometimes we don't see the good of a situation until we've walked through it and come out the other end. And then we can look back on it and we can see how Father has been with us in that situation and how in times of adversity and difficulty, there was good in it. So I want to encourage you that if things are not easy at the moment, don't lose heart, because even though you might not see it at the moment, you know, Father might be working good into that situation that you would only come and see, you know, subsequently when you've walked through the situation and you can look back on it. But, you know, this is one of the truths of God's word, that in all things, in everything, God will work for the good of those who love him. And, you know, sometimes that's just a simple statement of trust and faith that we believe that even though what we're going through at the moment is not necessarily desirable or pleasurable, that we trust and put our hope and our faith in him, because we believe and we know that he is always good, and that whatever we go through, he will he will bring good out of that simply because of his love for each one of us. He is always with us. In Matthew 28, verse 20, the very last words of Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, "Surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." You know, that's so reassuring for us to know that he is always with us. You know, these are the words Jesus spoke, but we know that he never spoke anything that wasn't on his Father's heart. He only said the words his Father gave him to say. He only said the words his Father was saying. And, you know, here we have our elder brother Jesus always with us. We have the Father always with us. And we have the Holy Spirit with us always as well. And that's a great comfort that, you know, whatever we face, whatever we go through, whatever challenges we're walking through, whatever good times we're going through, you know, he is always with us. And I know we've talked about this, you know, quite a bit over the last few months with Barry and Anne walking through that situation with their daughter. You know, they know, and they are such a testimony to all of us of people who know 100% that their God is always with them, that whatever they walk through, whatever challenges they have to go through, their Father is always with them. And that's a comfort to us, that we don't have to walk through these situations on our own, that we can trust our Heavenly Father because of his goodness and his loving kindness, that he always is with us. He never leaves us, he never forsakes us. And I just encourage you that if you're walking through difficulties, if you're walking through you know, maybe a barren time, a hard time where it's hard to sort of see what God's doing in your life, hold on to this one thing, that he is always with you. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And even if you can't hold on to anything else, hold on to this truth that he is with you. His presence always goes with you. Like he said to Moses in that first slide we looked at, you know, my presence will always be with you. Because that's just part of who our Father is, that he never leaves us. He never lets us down. He never lets us go. His love never runs out. It's always, always constant. And just as he's with us all the time, he's also totally, totally reliable. You know, in Revelation 1 verse 8, it says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, who was, who is, who was, and who is to come." You know, he is totally reliable because his personality and his nature do not change. You know, he always has been good, he is good now, and he always will be good. He always has been loving, he is loving right now, and he always will be loving. He always has been compassionate, he is compassionate now, and he always will be compassionate. You know, he is totally, totally reliable, totally dependable. And that is just such a truth that when life goes up and down and swings backwards and forwards and the pendulum of our emotions goes one way and then the next way, we have this guarantee that God our Father never changes. He is totally, totally reliable. And that gives us such a strength that we can fall back on. And instead of relying on our own strength, which swings around with our feelings and whatever, we can rely on him because he is unchanging and steadfast and true. You know, he is the same yesterday, today and forever. You know, he's loving all the time. He's loving us right now, and he will continue to love us every day of our lives simply because he is our Father. You know, he is that constant factor, if you like, in the universe, that whatever else happens, he is constant, he is unchangeable, and we can totally rely on him and totally, totally depend on him. You know, we said just a few moments ago that he always has been good, And of course, you know, because of his goodness is part of his eternal nature, we have the guarantee that he always will be good. You know, going on into the future, every day of our lives, he will always be good because he does not change. Psalm 107, verse 1, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. You know, he is good and he always will be good because his goodness just comes out of his love for each one of us. And it's just completely unchanging. It's steadfast and true. And we can rely on that goodness every day of our lives. You know, I hope what I've tried to do over these last few slides, these last few moments, is show us from Scripture that God is always good, that it's part of his eternal character, and it comes out of his heart of love for us, that he only has good things for us. And the thing I think we struggle with is our ability to understand his goodness is limited, and our ability to understand his goodness is conditioned by the fallen world that we live in. And those two things tend to cast a shadow, if you like, over our understanding of God's goodness. And so there's something that sort of goes off in our minds that says, well, how can God be good if this happens? How can God be a good father if these things are going on in my life, or if I'm struggling with this, or my family's going through this difficulty? You know, how can God be good? And we often have this question, and we question, and there's nothing, you know, in one sense, there's nothing wrong with questioning the nature of God. But we have this question that says, well, how can he be good if these things happen? How can he be good if we have these struggles? How can he be good if these things constantly happen in my life that ruin and destroy my peace, that take away my sense of well-being? And we question his goodness. And my encouragement is in those times of questioning is to fall back onto some of the verses of Scripture that we've looked at today, because his word is true. And you know, his word is it comes out of his heart for us, and it never changes. And the danger is we fall back onto other things. I was looking at something on the internet the other day. I was just looking at I was doing a bit of a study, and I just wanted to see what other people were saying about it on the internet. So I Googled it, and I read a couple of articles, and I thought, that's just your opinion. You know, that's not God's opinion. There was no scripture references. There was no biblical basis for it. It was just their opinion, and it wasn't grounded in God's word. And that's a very real danger that we face, is that we can base our decision making, we can base our life on things that are not necessarily straight from the heart of God. And we can base it on other people's opinions and so on. And one of the areas we can do that is this whole issue of God's goodness. You know, is God really good? Is he good is God good when bad things happen? And we can quite easily get into the habit of blaming God for the bad things that are going on in the world, whereas actually they are the consequence of sin, and they are the consequence of a fallen world. And the truth is that God is always good, because God was good before the beginning of time, and he does not change. You know, it's human nature and humankind that has changed, but the nature and personality of God is constant from before eternity right through into eternity. And we have to come back to what his word says about him. And I encourage you that if if you're looking at situations in your life and saying, how can God be good if these different things are happening, or if you're struggling with difficulties, you know, come back to some of these scriptures that we've looked at this evening. Come back to other scriptures and put your trust and your hope in his word and his word for you, because he is good simply because he is good, because he is a loving father. And, you know, don't let our limited ability condition how we think about the goodness of God, but let his eternal nature and his eternal personality shape your situations. So often we let our situations shape the rest of our lives, but we need to turn that the other way around, so that his nature and personality, who he is, shapes our situations. And as we bring him into our situations, then we can allow them to be changed. You know, he always is good because he is good. You know, in Romans chapter 5, it says that suffering produces perseverance. And we don't like to talk about suffering very much, but, you know, the Bible does have quite a lot to say about it. And one of the passages that talks about this is Romans chapter 5, where suffering produces perseverance. And again, perseverance is something we don't like to talk about too often, but it's that thing, you know, perseverance is the thing that says, Father, I will seek you and come after you, irrespective of what happens in my life, because I know you and I trust you, and I believe that you only have good things for me. And it's, you know, that perseverance, a sense of saying, Father, I'm pursuing you, that enables us to get through some of the difficulties. And in Romans 5, it says, suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. And then it says, and hope does not disappoint, because God has poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And we can have this hope that through the suffering and the perseverance and the character building and all those things, it's our hope in who our Father is that keeps us going, and we have that hope simply because he has poured his love into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And that hope will never disappoint us, because hope is based on the love that comes from his heart into our hearts. And, you know, I want to encourage us this evening not to let our limited ability or our limited thinking condition our understanding of who God is, because God is always, always good. And if we have that sense of hope of who he is, because we know and we've experienced his love being poured into our hearts, that will ground his goodness into our lives. And it's often through these difficult seasons and the adversities of life that we, if we could hang on to our Father and trust his goodness and rely on who he is, then it's that takes us through the difficulties, the very, very real difficulties that we often face in life. I just want to end with a quote by C.S. Lewis. And he said this. He said, God whispers in our pleasures, but he shouts in our pain. And I just want you to think about that for a moment. You know, he whispers in our pleasures, but he shouts in our pain. You know, what that says to me is that when we go through difficulties, when we go through struggles, we've got a Father who is cheering us on, and his voice will be spoken louder through those difficult seasons than it will be through the good times. You know, yes, God is, you know, he speaks through the good times. His voice is heard in those good seasons. But when we go through those difficult seasons, his voice shouts louder. and his voice is heard more. And I just want to leave you with that thought as we finish this evening, that, you know, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what struggles you're facing, but can I encourage you to fall back on the goodness of your loving Father, that he is always good. He always has been good. He always will be good. He only has good plans for you. And, you know, whatever, if you're going through a difficult season now, that's not his plan for you. And I would encourage you to try to find that place where you can fall back on him and rest in him and trust him and ask him to lead you in a way that is best, in order that the peace that we talked about a few moments ago would fill your life. So I'd just like to pray, and then Barry, feel free to come back. Maybe just if you could just put the music on, Barry, for us. Well, I suppose I could do that. Thank you. But let's just come with whatever situation we're facing and bring that to our Father and say, Father, I don't understand this situation, but I give it to you and I trust your goodness. So, Father, we just simply come to you. We come to you because you are our loving Father. Father, we come to you because you are good. You are always good. And Father, whatever situations we're facing, whatever difficulties we're facing, whatever struggles we're facing, where maybe it's even hard to discern your goodness, Father, we want to trust your word to us this evening that says you are a good Father, that you are always good, that your loving kindness endures forever. And so, Father, I just ask you to reveal your goodness to your sons and daughters now. Father, I ask you to reveal your loving kindness to your sons and daughters. Father, where we're struggling to have hope, Father, would you pour your love into our hearts so that that love coming into our hearts gives us hope. That what, Father, if we're finding it hard to hang on and to persevere, then Father, we need that hope that comes from your reliable love, your reliable goodness. Father, I just ask you to come to each one of us right now. Father, come to each one of us and pour your love into our hearts. Father, that we would experience you loving us right now. Father, that we would experience the tenderness of your love being poured into our hearts. And Father, for those particularly struggling through difficulties at the moment, maybe difficulties that are really causing a lot of heartache, Father, I just ask that supernaturally, by the power of your Holy Spirit, they would experience your goodness wrapping them up. That, Father, your goodness would envelop us. That, Father, whatever the internet might say, whatever other people might say, whatever other opinions are being thrown at us, we can fall back and rest on your eternal goodness. So, Father, I just ask that the eyes of our heart would be open this evening to see you. Father, open the eyes of our heart that we might see and experience your goodness. Father, thank you. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you that you never let us go. You never leave us or abandon us. Your love never runs out. You never forsake us. But you are truly always good. And Father, may we as your sons and daughters experience and step into that goodness this evening. Thank you that you're with us always. Amen.